And they don't use paper, but they use the wall.
但是有的时候啊，他们孩子们拿着这个蜡笔，不涂在纸上，涂在墙上。
And unfortunately, since December, there has been some artistic child who has been drawing circles on the wall in the church.
所以从去年十二月开始，就有很多的小很有艺术天才的小朋友就在这个教会的墙上面涂。
And it hasn't been once, you know, I'm here all week, and so many times the new week comes on Tuesday, I see new drawings.
基督来这里，等我星期二来这里的时候，就发现有很多新的图画。
So we'd ask that you would watch your children and watch other people's children, and if you see a child with a crayon and going towards the wall, please stop them.
So. 所以请你看着自己的孩子也看着别人的孩子，如果他们手上的拿着一个蜡笔想去画的时候。
Good, and so thank you for that.
所以谢谢你们注意。
And you know, we are often disappointed by people.
常常我们对人会有一些失望。
I remember at one point when I was a fairly new Christian becomingfairly disappointed with people in the Bible.
所以当我记得我在刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我常常对圣经里面的人物觉得有一些失望。
So God called Abraham, and then Abraham started traveling around and gave his wife over to the Pharaoh and sort of lied about who she was.
那么就比如说像神呼召了亚伯拉罕，那亚伯拉罕在旅行的时候把他太太送给那个一个别的人。
And Jacob was a liar.
那么雅各是一个撒谎的人。
You know, and we know Moses had an explosion of anger.
那摩西也会突然动怒。
You know, we all think about David, and you know, he not only committed murder, not only committed adultery, but he murdered somebody.
再说大卫王，他不但是犯了奸淫，他还犯了谋杀罪。
You know, it's not really what I would expect from people of God.
那么我觉得是神的子民不应该像这样。
And as we're heading towards the Good Friday and Easter, I think it's a reminder to us that God will often choose people that are not very faithful.
所以当我们在进入受难节和复活节的时候，我们就理会到神常常选择一些不是很有信心的人。
You know, so I think if you have a friend as a Christian that disappoints you, or you read a story about somebody in the Bible that's disappointing, it may be hard to understand, but I had a professor in seminary that said something that helped me to understand.
那么如果你遇到一些基督徒的朋友让你失望，或者看见到圣经里的一些人让你觉得失望的话，我以前有一个我的教授让我了解这样的情形。
You know, I had a professor, and he taught the preaching classes, and he said there's two things to be careful not to do.
他是那个讲道学的一个教授，他说有两件事你不能做。
One of them is don't ever say anything bad about a member of your family, your wife, or your child. Just don't ever do that.
他说不可以，从绝对不可以讲你的家人或者你的认识的人的坏话。
And the other he said is, do not make yourself the hero of your story. Actually, don't even talk well about yourself when you preach.
然后不要把你自己 变成这个故事里面的英雄，所以最好是连自不要常常提起你自己。
You know, he said, if you start getting up in front of people and talking about how good you are,
他说你假使到了一些听众面前说你自己有多了不起，
you're robbing God of His glory and putting glory on yourself.
那你就是夺了神的荣耀，把这个荣耀加在你自己的头上。
But then he said, remember.God is the hero of the story. You are not the hero.
记得故事里面的英雄是神，而不是你。
And so I think when we read things where we're disappointed in people, it's good to remember that God is the hero and we are not.
所以在我们读到圣经里面的故事里面的人物让我们失望的时候，我们要记得神是这个主角英雄，而不是那个人。
So as we begin to read a couple of the passages on the Passover, the Lord's Supper, when Jesus is about ready to die, we learn that Jesus has disciples that are not faithful.
所以在我们要读到这个逾越节前的故事，那么耶稣的门徒里面有一个不忠心、没有信心的门徒。
Okay, so we're going to read from Luke 22.
现在我们要读路加福音第二十二章。
And it's very familiar, but notice when the hour had come, Jesus and his disciples, they were reclining at the table.
这个是一个很熟悉的故事，就是到了那个时间的时候，这个门徒们是斜躺在这个饭桌前。
And surprisingly, Jesus says, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这个逾越节的宴席。
And so it's interesting because he's about ready to suffer death, and yet he says, I am eager to eat this meal with you.
他那个时候是快要死的时候，他还说他我很愿意，很想要跟你们在这里吃这宴席。
And so it says here that he took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, and then said, But this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Which verse is that?Okay, 耶稣接过杯来，逐谢了说，你们拿这个，大家分着喝，或者分着吃这个饼。
Okay, then in the same way, after the supper, and in the Passover meal, they have a couple of times, almost four times, they drink a cup of wine.
那么在这个在那个逾越节的时候，他们有的时候也拿起杯来喝这个杯。
So when he gets down the line with a couple of cups, he holds up this one cup and he says, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. So Jesus is about ready to inaugurate the fulfillment of the new covenant.
所以他也去拿起杯来说，这是我流血的新约，所以他现在要准备跟他们立一个新约。
And then he says, my blood has been poured out for you.
他说我的
he's talking to the disciples. They all need to be forgiven.
他跟这些门徒在讲，他说我的血是为你们而流的。
So let me just pray and ask for God's Spirit to be with us this morning.
所以我现在祷告，让神的灵跟我们同在。
So Father, I just really do pray that Jesus would be glorified as we speak, and I do pray that we would learn both the warnings and also the hope that is put here as you celebrated the Passover meal with your disciples and you are about ready to die. Help us, God, to have a realistic view of who we are and who others are, but above all, to remember that you are the hero of the story. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you don't like living in Vancouver, I have a suggestion for you.
假使你们不喜欢住在温哥华，我跟你们有一个建议。
You know, I mean, if you've lived in Fisher's Landing and then you move up to Camas and then Camas is not good enough.
所以可能你们是住在 Fisher's Landing， 那觉得不好就搬到 Camas 去，那也觉得 Camas 也不够好。
I don't know if you know, but you can go to Mars.
你可以去火星。
The problem is it's a one-way ticket.
但是这只能够是单程的一个票。
So this week, or maybe the week before last, the Mars One mission actually told us who the semi-finalists were.
所以上个星期，可能是前几个星期，他们说最后几个候选人是谁去火星的。
And there of these 100 people, you know, they've got to be amazing people to fly to Mars and to live in these beautiful pods.
所以一定是一些很了不起的人可以飞到火星上去住在那里。
I mean, it's great. Look at that.
看看。
There's not all the rain that we have here.
没有像这里这么多雨。
But imagine, what kind of a person does it take to go up with a group of other people and to live together on Mars?
那么想想是什么样的人跟一群人去准备住在火星。
So in the next slide, I'd like to show you something.
下一。
These are a few of the semi-finalists.
那么这几个是最后的几个候选人。
You know, and right above me, you can see the Australian candidates that qualified.
那么在我上面的那个是一个澳大利亚的候选人。
You know, they must think very highly of themselves that they can go to Mars.
他们一定觉得自己很了不起。
What kind of a person does it take to go to Mars?
要什么样的人才被选上呢？
You know, this man asked the question, what makes you the perfect candidate for the Mars mission?
这个人问了一个问题，说什么人是能够成为这个候选人？
I'm sure they're looking for perfect people.
他们可能是找一个完全的人。
You know, and here's a few of the qualifications. You know, you need to be between 5'1". But you can't be taller than 6'2".
那么这里是几个条件，一个说是你的高度要在5尺1寸和6尺2寸。
Of course, you have to be completely healthy, perfectly healthy.
你要完完全全的是健康的。
The one that I like the most is no psychiatric disorders.
我最喜欢的一个就是说没有任何心理上的毛病。
I'm sure that the real standards are much, much higher than this.
真正的标准可能比这个还要高很多。
You know, I'm sure that for the Mars mission, when they pick the people to go that are going to go ahead and colonize Mars, they're going to pick nearly perfect people.
所以他们选的这些人，他们一定选择一个完全的人，然后到移民到火星上去。
What kind of people did Jesus pick?
那么主耶稣挑选了什么样的人呢？
What kind of people did Jesus pick?
什么样的人是耶稣所挑选的呢？
Jesus comes and he says, I have eagerly desired to eat this meal with you.
主耶稣说，我非常的愿意要跟你们吃这个宴席。
He is about ready to fulfill the new covenant.Through the shedding of his own blood.
他要靠凭着他的流血来定一个新，跟我们定一个新约。
And then he's picked these 12 men that are going to spread the gospel through the whole world.
他选择了这12个门徒，要他们把这个福音传遍全世界。
You know, but he also says, this is my body.Which is given for you. This is my blood, which is poured out for you, meaning they are also sinners.
所以他说，这是我的身体，是为你们破碎；这是我的血，为你们流的。他知道这些人也是罪人。
And I think as we go through the night and we look at the disciples, we realize we need to be very gracious when other people disappoint us.
所以当我们看了这些门徒的时候。我们要有很有恩典的知道，也许有人觉得我对我们很失望。
And first of all, there's Judas.
第一个人想到的就是约大，犹大。
Judas is a warning to us to not betray Jesus.
犹大是给我们的一个警告，叫我们不要出卖，耶稣。
Can you imagine Jesus saying, "I have eagerly desired to eat this with you, Judas"? He knew that Judas was going to betray him, yet he wants to eat this meal with him out of love.
他知道犹大会出卖他，但是他还说是我非常的愿意跟你们在这里分享这个宴席。
And then we'll find that when Jesus talks about his betrayal, the other disciples who don't see that Judas could be possibly the betrayer.They get into an argument about who's the greatest.
那么，当那个主耶稣在那里说有人可能是会出卖耶稣的时候，其他的门徒在那里讨论说谁是最了不起的。
And then Peter denies Jesus three times, but then when Jesus is arrested, all the 11 other run away.
所以，彼得是在主耶稣被囚的时候，他。三次不认主，但是其他的那些门徒都跑掉了。
I think Jesus picked 12 men that are actually very disappointing.
所以主耶稣选了十二个人，都是很让他失望的人。
They're not the kind of people that would go to Mars.
不是那些可以上火星的人。
But Jesus knew what he was doing.
但是主耶稣知道他所做的是什么。
And so first, as we look at Jesus breaking bread and pouring out his blood, we have to see a warning about betrayal of Jesus and apostasy.
所以在主耶稣在他拨的他的饼 流他的血的时候，他就会看到有些人是在背叛他，遗弃他，看到遗弃。
Judas betrayed Jesus to his death.
犹大致死还是在背叛了耶稣。
Jesus breaks the bread and then he says, "The Son of Man is going as it's determined. That is, I have been determined by God to die for you, but one of you is going to betray me. And woe to that man that betrays me."
当他掰开他的饼的时候，他说：“我是愿意。”为了你们，上这个十字架，破碎自己的身体。
Do you think the other disciples knew who it was?
你想其他的门徒会知道是谁，是这个人是谁吗？
You know, Jesus says, "The hand of the one that's going to betray me is with me on this table right now. He's among us."
他说这个背弃我的人现在就坐在这里跟我同桌。
And we know.Also, that he actually said, "It's the one to whom I give the bread."
所以也说是那个人是在接受我所给他的饼。
But did people say, "Oh, it's obviously Judas"?
那么那些人是不是说大概就是犹大了？
No, not at all.
绝对不是这样的。
You know, there are people that actually turn their backs on Christ. They betray Christ and leave him, but they look like perfect.
那么很多人他们是看起来是很好的，但是他们却背弃了神，离开了神。
You know, what kind of betrayal did Judas commit?
那么犹大犯了什么样背弃的罪呢？
And why?
为什么呢？
I don't know if you know about the American sniper trial.
大家知不知道那个枪击手的故事。
You know, maybe I think Judas is like this man, Eric Routh, that killed two people that helped him.
所以可能犹大就是像这两个伙伴要想帮助他的。
You know, there was this man, Chris Kyle, and he had written an autobiography, and a movie was being made about him, and he goes and helps this other man.Who is struggling from being in war?
这个人叫做 Chris Kyle， 那么他写了一本自传，那么他现在要想去和另外一个人想去帮外另外一个伙伴。
You know, here he is. He comes to these two men, Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle. All they want to do is help him, But what does he do? He shoots them both multiple times.
所以 Chris Kyle 跟 Chad Littlefield 这两个人想要去帮另外一个人，结果那个人呢，开枪把他们打了。
You know, we just all know. A couple of weeks ago, he was finally convicted.
就到前两个星期，他最后被定罪了。
Is this the kind of person that Judas was?
那么，犹大是不是就像这一种的人呢
？Did Judas get it into his head that he wanted to kill Jesus?
那么。是不是犹大心里面是不是想要谋杀基督呢
？Did Judas look like he was crazy?
那么犹大是不是有点发疯了呢
？You know, we know that this man, Eddie Ralph, that when they were driving along, Chris Tile texted the other man, Chad Littlefield, and said, "This guy is crazy."
那么因为我们知道这个 Eddie。What is
Eddie Ruth.
Eddie Ruth. 因为我们知道在那个 Chris 曾经跟另外一个伙伴说这个人有点疯狂了。
The kind of person that's like Judas, are they so crazy that you can see it?
那么像犹大这样的人是不是疯到你可以警觉得到呢
?Unfortunately not.
很不幸的不是这么回事。
You know, we're going to go back and look at the next slide with the apostasy and what does it mean to apostatize.
所以我们下一个一个影片就是看什么叫做叛道。
This is amazing because Jesus says, "I eagerly want to eat this meal with you, Judas."
很奇妙的就是说，主耶稣说我非常的愿意跟犹大你在这里分享这个宴席。
And we know that Jesus had just washed Judas's feet.
同时我们也知道耶稣刚刚洗完犹大的脚。
What kind of love Jesus has to wash the feet of Judas and to sit down and tell him, Judas, I eagerly desire to eat this meal with you.
是什么样的一种爱耶稣要为犹大洗脚而愿意跟他分享这个宴席。
I think unbelievable love.
是一种不可相信的一种爱难以置信的一种爱。
But look at what happens that night.
看看那天晚上发生了什么事。
He looks like such a perfect disciple that nobody thinks that he is the betrayer.
他看起来是一个那么完整的门徒，没有人会想到他会背叛耶稣。
You know, Judas did not want Jesus to be killed. We know that because he took the money back to the priests.
我们知道。犹大并不想把耶稣置于死地因为后来知道他把那个得来的钱还给那些那些官了
I think Judas was just disappointed he thought the Messiah must be a man who would liberate Israel from the Romans and then they would set up a kingdom from Jerusalem
所以我想犹大就是有一点点失望了因为他觉得弥赛亚来就是要解放他们脱离这个罗马人的手
Jesus came and he said my life is actually about the fact that I am the son of God I am going to die on the cross and I will show the spirit of grace through the cross
所以他来了他但是主耶稣说我是神的儿子我来的是要显示神的恩典，我要死在十字架上。
Judas wasn't looking for a Messiah that would die on the cross.
所以犹大来，他并没有找一个想要认识一个弥赛亚是会死在十字架上的弥赛亚。
You know, he probably thought, "I'm not a sinner that needs somebody to die for me."
他可能想说，我不是个罪人，用不着人为我死。
You know, when he probably thought when Jesus was talking about being son of God or he was equating himself with God, he probably thought Jesus was nuts.
所以也许主耶稣当耶稣说我是神的儿子或者是这样的事情的时候他可能说他有点疯狂了。
And I don't want the kind of grace that Jesus is bringing. Jesus, I want you to bring judgment on the Romans.
我不要你带给我恩典我要你来审判推翻这个罗马的官
And we learn earlier in chapter 22 of Luke, it says that Satan entered into Judas. But notice that it says he's one of the 12.
所以在那个路加福音前一些说，在这个十二撒旦进入了犹大的心，他是十二个门徒之间的一个。
And I think it's interesting that the other disciples could not tell, but here was Judas that actually had Satan inside of him.
所以十二个门徒分辨不出来，但是犹大的心里已经被撒旦进入。
And when I read this passage, to me, it is a warning of the dangers of rejecting who Jesus says he is, and especially of rejecting the purpose of the cross.
所以我读的这个时候，我就说，什么人拒绝主耶稣所说他是谁，而拒绝相信他上了十字架为我们。
And the author of Hebrews, he warns us not to reject Jesus and walk away.
所以在那个希伯来书的作者说，叫我们不要拒绝耶稣，要然后离开。
It says here how much worse punishment is deserved by the one.
所以这里说。圣经希伯来书第十一章二十九节说，何况人见到神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又吸满了施恩圣灵的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样的加重呢？
For Judas, it was self-destruction.And then, of course, he was going to the lake of fire, hell.
所以在犹大他是自作自受，所以他会进入地狱之火。
But the thing that the book of Hebrews describes is very common.
所以在这个希伯来书所描写的事情是一个很普遍的情况。
How many times throughout the course of history people have walked into a church or have grown up in a church?
所以有多少的人是进到一个教会或者在教会里面长大。
And then at some point they walk away and they say, I don't think Jesus is God.
所以有在某一段时间他们就分开来说，我不相信耶稣是神。
And they especially do not want the cross, Jesus dying for them.
他们更不一样，不相信说，相信这个十字架，相信耶稣是为他们死的。
And do not understand grace.
他们也不了解这个神的恩典。
It stands as a warning.
这是一个警告。
You know, when we see people drifting away from God,And beginning to question and reject who Jesus is.
我们会看到有一些人在从神面前流失了，在怀疑谁基督是谁。
We must pray with our whole hearts that God will bring them back.
我们一定要为他祷告，希望神把他挽回。
When we watch our children go off to college and stop going to fellowship and slowly disappear from church.We need to really pray for them.
所以当我们的孩子们上了大学慢慢的流失的时候，我们要迫切的为他们祷告。
They can gain the whole world and become very rich, but they will lose their souls.
他们可能会赚得全世界，成为最有钱的人，但是他们却丧失掉他们的灵魂。
But God's love is always there.
但是神的爱一直是在那儿的。
Jesus said to Judas, I eagerly desire to eat this meal. And to those that are drifting away, Jesus is always saying, I am eagerly desiring for you to come back.
我在耶稣对犹大说，我很愿意再跟你分享这个宴席。主耶稣也跟那些所有流失的人说，我很愿意跟你在一起。
And the second thing that we see with the Passover meal that Jesus had is that his disciples still, after 3 years, did not understand who Jesus was, and they didn't understand what it meant to follow him.
第二点我要讲的就是说，这些跟着他门徒三年的人，他们还不知道主耶稣是谁。
But God will continue to show grace to them.
但是神继续给他们恩典。
Jesus gives us grace when we're still learning and we still misunderstand.
在我们学习的时候，我们可能也会误会主耶稣是谁，但是神会给我们恩典，让我们学。
I mean, I think these disciples are really disappointing.
因为我觉得这些门徒是很令人失望的。
I mean, think about it. Jesus has just said, one of you is going to betray me, and then they begin to discuss and look around. Who is it that's going to betray Jesus?
所以主耶稣在这时候说，有其中有一个人要出卖我，那么他们就在那扫说是谁呀？
And then what do? They begin to argue about who's the greatest.
然后他们就起了争论说，谁是最大的一个？
I mean, think about how crazy that is. At one minute, they're talking about somebody that's going to betray Jesus to his death that night, and the next minute, they're arguing about how I am better than you are.
你觉得是不是有点疯狂，也有点奇怪？一分钟他们在说谁在出卖神，下一分钟他们说谁是最大的一个人，在我们中间哪一个是最大的？
And we learn from the Gospels that this was like the third or fourth time that the disciples were arguing about who is the best, who is the greatest.
所以在这个从圣经来看，这是大概是第三次、第四次他们在争辩说谁是最大的。
Peter was jealous of John and James.
彼得对约翰和雅各有一些妒忌。
And the other disciples were jealous of Peter, James, and John.
所以其他的几个些门徒呢，对彼得、约翰和雅各都有一些妒忌。
And because they had a high view of themselves, they could not listen to what Jesus said about servants.
他们因为他们自己觉得自己很了不起，所以他们不能觉得说主耶稣是一个仆人。
I mean, it's kind of amazing because Jesus is saying, I'm going to die. And the next minute, he's reminding them, the kings of the earth, they have power and lord it over other people. Those that have authority, they are benefactors, which means they give something to other people, but then they are obligated. They can always come to you and say, you owe me something.
所以在这个地方，耶稣却争辩的时候也说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们。那掌管他们的称为恩主。
But Jesus shows his love.
但是主耶稣却给他们爱。
In the same way, when we misunderstand him and what it means to be a disciple, Jesus continues to show love.
所以就有的时候我们也会误解主耶稣，就是成为他的门徒，但是耶稣还是会有很多的耐心。
Jesus says, I'm among you as a servant.
他说我在这里是你们的仆人。
You know, it's not going to be with you the way it is out there in the world.
说我跟你们的关系跟世界上的关系不一样。
You know, if you want to be great, you become like the youngest brother in a family that serves his older brothers and sisters.
所以你假使想要做大的，你要开始去服侍你家里面的最小的一个兄弟。
If you want to be a leader, be a servant.
假使你想要做领袖，你先做一个仆人。
Jesus said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served." Here, Jesus is the King, but he says, "I didn't come here for people to serve me. I came to serve other people."
人子来不是要被人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
You know, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God?
哪些人会进到神的国度里呢？
Who's the greatest in the kingdom of God?
在神的国度里面，谁是最大的呢？
It's the servant.
是仆人。
It's the soccer mom.
是那个足球的，带人去看足球的妈妈。
You know, it's the person that we don't think about who is going around helping other people who is great.
所以是这些人在到处去帮助人的人，这些人是最伟大的。
Those are great people.
这些是伟人。
But we don't think about it. We ignore those kind of people.
但是我们常常忽视了这种人。
Do you know that? I look and I have my certain Christian heroes, people that I like to follow, and I look up to them. But do you know what? They're not really that great in the kingdom of God.
So
they are not servants.
我要看一个很了不起的人去模仿他们，但是有的时候可能他们并不是最伟大的人。
You know, we often get mixed up on what it means to be important in the kingdom of God.
所以常常我们对神国的事情搞颠倒了，搞错了。
You know, these disciples are arguing about who's the greatest.
这些门徒在那儿争论谁是最大的。
You know, they're putting other people down because, you know, I'm better than you are.
他们把别的人踩在底下说我比你强。
And then when they do that, they show they actually don't even understand the basics of the kingdom of God.
所以当他们这样做的时候，他们就不能够了解到这个神国的基础。
I mean, what did Jesus do that night? Do you realize that Jesus had just washed their feet like a slave, and then now he's having to remind them again that to follow Jesus means to be a servant?
所以记得吗？那个时候主耶稣刚刚给他们洗完脚，现在转过脸、转过身来，他又要跟他们解释为什么要做，谁是最大。
The greatest person in the church is the one who has a toilet brush in their hand.
在教会里面最伟大的一个人就是拿一个刷马桶的刷子的人。
Do you know what I mean? Toilet brush?
你知道什么叫刷马桶的刷子吗？
You know, the person that goes in and cleans the toilet and then puts that little lemon and, you know, they've got that little bleach and then they got that yucky stuff that they clean off.
所以就是那个人就是把一些清洁剂柠檬精啊什么的插在那里，然后拼命的把那个马桶刷干净。
You know, that's pretty much what Jesus was doing. You know, he's getting down on his hands and knees. He's washing the feet of the disciples. Why do slaves wash the feet of people when they come to visit?
所以主耶稣呢，他就是跪下来用手用脚跪下来用手来洗这些门徒的脚，这个是一个奴役的奴仆的一个工作。
You know, they didn't have roads like us and they didn't have cars. They had donkeys that traveled around and the donkeys did not know, you know, when to go to the bathroom.
所以当时的时候没有像我们现在的车子有马路，那个是都是靠驴子，驴子也不知道什么时候要去上厕所。
So Jesus tells us that, no, I should say, Jesus shows us.
主耶稣做给我们看。
He shows us that the greatest person has a servant attitude and I think has a toilet brush in their hand.
所以就是主耶稣做给我们看，每一个人应该有一个仆人的心态。就是有拿一个刷马桶的刷子在手上。
And the disciples slowly learned the lesson.
但是仆人这些门徒们渐渐的就懂了这个功课。
A soccer mom.
一个足球妈妈。
That's the greatest one in the kingdom of God.
是在神的国度里面最伟大的一个。
They live to serve other people.
他们活着就是要侍奉人。
And the disciples slowly learn.
那些门徒们慢慢慢慢地学会了。
So when we are having trouble learning, or other people seem to be very slow to learn Jesus' teachings, I think, like Jesus, that we need to be very gracious and kind to them.
所以我们也在逐渐地学这个功课。如果有人也在正在学习这个功课的话， 我们要对他要有一些耐心。
Think about Jesus. You know, he knows everything. He knows that as soon as he tells them that they're going to, one of them is going to betray them, that they're going to argue about who's the greatest. He knows that.
所以主耶稣知道，当他告诉说这里有一个人要出卖的时候，然后其他的门徒在那里争论，主耶稣已经晓得这样的情形了。
But Jesus can look down the road into the future, and he can see these people arguing about who's the greatest.Actually, becoming great servants. He knows that they're going to slowly learn.
So, 主耶稣也明白这些人在这里分辨谁是最大的时候，但是在将来不久的将来，他们会成为什么样的人。
And so, in the same way, I think that we need to have the same kind of love and grace to people when they're slow to learn.
所以，当我们看到有一些人学习的很慢的时候，我们也要有这些恩典和爱心来对待他们。
And I think finally, Jesus breaks the bread and he pours out his blood for 11 disciples that are all going to abandon him.
所以主耶稣最后掰开了饼，把那个酒倒出来，来分给其他十一个门徒，而这些门徒以后都会跌倒流失离开他。
You know, Jesus wants to eagerly eat that meal with Peter, who is going to deny him that night three times.
那么主耶稣那时候是非常愿意的跟彼得来吃分享这个宴席，但是彼得会三次不认他。
You know, Jesus turns to Peter and he says, Simon, Simon.
他说彼得，主耶稣转向彼得说，西门，西门。
You know, anytime in the Bible, when a name is repeated twice, we need to really pay attention.
所以当这个你的名，当在圣经里面把一个名字重复两遍的时候，我们就特别要加以注意。
You know, what's the difference between Peter and Judas?
彼得跟犹大有什么分别呢？
I mean, they both kind of betray Jesus.
他们两个人都背弃了耶稣。
You know, Jesus says to him, Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to sift you like wheat.
他说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好像筛你们像筛麦子一样。
You know, and Peter's brave. He's better than all of the others. He says, Lord, I'm ready to go not only to prison, but I'm willing to die for you.
但彼得呢，回答说，主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心的。
We actually know from the other disciples that he says, though all these other 11 are going to betray you and abandon you, I will never leave you.
OK, 再从别的几个福音书里面说，彼得说，就是这些人都背弃你，我也绝对不背弃你。
I would have been really disappointed with Peter.
假使是我的话，我会对彼得很失望。
You know, Peter, I think, really failed Jesus by denying three times that he owned him.
彼得因为三次不认主是完全的跌倒了。
You know, what is my question? When you read in the Bible about people that disappoint you and you have friends and Christians that you know and they disappoint, how do we react to them?
那么假设我们有知道有些人让你失望的时候，我们的反应是什么呢？
I think we should have hope for them.
所以我们应该对他有任有盼望。
You know, Jesus did not focus on that failure that night.
所以主耶稣没有把这注意力集中在失败上面，那天晚上的失败。
You know, when you see another brother or sister failing or making a mistake, do you focus on that one little mistake?
那么当你看到一个弟兄姊妹他们犯了一个错，你是不是就注意力集中在他们的错误上面呢？
You know, when another brother and sister in Christ have a, what we might call a character flaw, they always have this one little problem. Do you focus on that one little tiny problem?
那么有一些你的弟兄姊妹可能他在他的 性格上面有一个缺点，你是不是就专注于他的这个缺点呢？
Jesus doesn't focus on this one mistake that Peter is going to make.
所以主耶稣没有关注在彼得的这一个错误上面。
You know, he sees Peter, he exalts himself over the other 11, and then he turns around and he betrays him.
所以他看，主耶稣看到了他在彼得在十一个门徒前夸自己的口，但是转过身来他出卖了耶稣。
You know, Jesus knows. Peter,
主耶稣早知道了。
Before the rooster crows this next morning, you're going to deny three times.
因为主耶稣说，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次不认得我。
You know, and it's really interesting because three sometimes is a way to talk about completeness.
所以很有趣的是，三常常代表一个完全的数目。
You know, what did the cherubim say when Isaiah saw Jesus?
基路伯当耶稣说当以赛亚看到神的时候。
And from John, we know that when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, that he actually saw Jesus high and lifted up.
所以当以赛亚看到神被高举起来，就是说他看到了主耶稣被高举起来。
Holy, holy, holy. Three times they show that God is completely holy.
所以他就说圣哉圣哉圣哉三次，就是表示说神是完完全全的圣洁的。
I don't know the man. I don't know the man. I don't know the man. Complete denial.
所以彼得说我不知道了。我不知道他，我不知道他，我不认得他，三次也是一个完全的否认。
Yet God, yet Jesus can look down into the future and know that Peter still will be a great man in the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣会看到将来，他知道彼得将来还是会成为一个很好的领袖。
So let's go to this next slide, the final one.
最后一章。
People that slip away from God, they come to a place where either they are going to reject Christ and just completely walk away, or they will come to their senses like the prodigal man and return to Christ.
所以有的人从神面前流失了，他们会到了一个点。是他们能够回头像那个浪子回头一样呢，还是继续的离开神？
Sometimes when people sin, it's how they learn about God's grace shown through the cross.
所以当有的人犯罪了，他们知道神的在十字架上所显示的恩典。
You know, sometimes people don't really see themselves as sinners, so they don't really know, and because they don't see themselves as sinners, they fall into temptation and sin.
所以有的人他们不觉得是他们自己是罪人，那么他们就在试探面前跌倒，就跌入就犯了罪。
Maybe you've sinned.
也许你犯过罪。
You know, do you have a secret sin that you hide?
你有没有一个很秘密的罪，你把它藏起来。
You know, kind of in the bottom of a heart, you're afraid God can't really forgive or use you.
那么在你的心的最深处，你觉得神可能不会饶恕这样的罪。
Look at what Jesus does with Peter.
看看耶稣对彼得怎么说。
Jesus says to him, "Look, Simon, I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail."But when you have turned, so Jesus knows that he's going to fall away.
但是主耶稣说，我已经为你祷祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
When you turn, strengthen your brothers.
所以你回头的时候以后 要兼顾你的弟兄。
You know, do you got that secret sin?
你有没有这个秘密的罪？
The reason that we have those secret sins is to teach us to go back to the cross of Jesus Christ and to understand how powerful the blood that he shed for us is.
所以如果你有一个这个隐藏着的罪，那么你就去回到十字架面前，知道的他的宝血有多大的能力可以洗净你的罪。
And when through the blood of Jesus Christ we return to him, we learn God's grace and we are to show that grace to other people.
所以当我们回到十字架面前，能够学到了神的恩典，我们就要把神的恩典转告给其他的人。
Jesus told the disciples before he was killed, "Go to Galilee."
主耶稣在他被杀以前说，要他的门徒们回到加利利海。
And you know, he knew that he needed to take them to Galilee after he was resurrected.Because he wanted to stand on a hill and point in the direction of going north, probably to Syria or to Lebanon, and say, "Go to the ends of the earth, preach the gospel to all nations."
他们要他的回，他要这些门徒回到加利利，然后指向着可能叙利亚或者黎巴嫩，说你要到全世界去。
But Jesus wanted Peter to go back to the very place where he first called him. Do you remember in Luke 5?
记得吗？主耶稣要彼得回到他原来被召的地方，是在路加福音第五章。
You know, Peter had been fishing all night. They were tired. There's no fish in the day. Yet Jesus tells him to go out and put your nets down. And Peter thinks, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Fish don't eat during the day. But he doesn't.
Okay, 所以就是在那个时候，彼得打鱼很累了，那么主耶稣告诉他说，打了一夜鱼都很累了，主耶稣告诉他到那边去就会有鱼。彼得说，你不知道，鱼白天不来的。
You know, they caught all those fish. They caught all those. Peter caught all those fish, and he threw himself at his feet.
那么，结果彼得听了话，他。拿到了那么多的，抓到了那么多的鱼，那他就跪下来。
Lord, depart from me, the sinner.
神啊，离开我，我是一个罪人。
Peter was a sinner.
彼得知道自己是一个罪人。
Peter sinned, and Jesus wants Peter to go back to his first love, to where he first met Jesus.
那么彼得现在犯罪了。但是神要他彼得回到起初的爱心。
Peter's out fishing again.
所以彼得又回去钓鱼了。
You know, throw your net out.
说把这个网子再丢出去。
You know, again, following Jesus' command, they throw out the net.
所以他跟着耶稣的命令把网撒出去。
You know,Jesus went back to the first love. When we sin, we need to go back to our first love.
所以彼得犯了罪，又回到他起初的爱。所以我们如果犯了罪，也要回到那个最起初的爱。
You know, I think it's amazing. They counted the exact number of fish, 153. It was an important thing.
所以他们数了那个鱼，那个鱼有153条，这是一个很重要的事。
You know, what does Jesus do?
耶稣做些什么呢？
To the man that denied him?
对这个否认他的这个人做了一件什么事？
Three times?
三次。
Three times complete denial?
三次完完全表示完全。
We all know that.Jesus asked him three times, "Peter, do you love me?"
所以主耶稣三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus gives him the chance to say three times, "Lord, you know, Lord, I love you."
所以这三次让彼得回答说，你知道我是爱你的。
You know, if you have a secret sin and you feel distant from God, I am telling you this morning, God still loves you.
所以假使你有一个很秘密的罪。 你觉得神离开了你，但是我在这里强调说，神还是爱你的。
And he wants you back.
他要你回来。
And what does he say to Peter?
他对彼得怎么说？
Take care of my lambs.
喂养我的羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
牧养我的羊。
Tend my sheep.
你要照顾我的羊。
Three times denial, three times where God says to Peter, I still love and trust you.
所以三次否认，也三次向他说我还继续爱你。
What do we do when people disappoint us?
如果有人让我们失望，我们该怎么办？
If you have not been disappointed by another brother and sister, let me prophesy and tell you that someday you will have a brother or sister really disappoint you.
如果你还没有人让你失望，我在这里预言说，有一天会有一个兄弟姊妹会让你失望。
I think that there are a couple of lessons that we can learn.
所以有几个功课我们可以学习。
First, we need to remember to put faith in God. Don't put faith in other people.
首先，我们要把我们的信心，放在神身上，而不是放在人身上。
You know, God is the hero of the story. Other people aren't the hero of the story.
这个故事里面的英雄是神，不是任何人。
And just don't be surprised when people disappoint you. It's part of human nature.
如果有人让你失望，这是人的人性。
And give people grace when they fail.
如果他们失败了，给他们一些恩典。
And probably most importantly is we should not think too highly of ourselves, and to remember that we too can fail.
所以还更重要的是不要自视过高，因为我们也可能会跌倒。
Remember,
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Jesus. Remember that Jesus picked people that had a lot of failures, and they failed. All 12 of them failed Jesus on the night that he was betrayed.But he still loved them, and he still loves them.
所以记得主耶稣选了很多让他觉得失望的人，但是在那天背叛他们的时候，主耶稣还是继续的爱他们。
Every single one of us is nothing but a sinner that lives by the grace of God.
每一个我们说当中每一个人都是犯罪的人。然后得到了神的恩典和眷顾。
And may we all show the same kind of love to each other as Jesus.
也让我们彼此能够给这样的恩惠和爱。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we know that you love us.
神啊，我们知道你爱我们。
And we know that you died on the cross for us.
我们也知道你为我们死在十字架上。
But sometimes though our lips speak of you,
虽然我们这些嘴唇说到你，
our hearts are far from you.
但是我们的心却远离了你。
And so we pray that you will have grace to draw us back to the cross.
所以我们希望你有你的恩典，把我们带回到十字架前。
And may we show grace to those who are also far from you.
所以也让我们能够对离开你的人也施一些恩惠。
Trusting that you know how to return people.
我们信靠你会把他们带回。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。